warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
A leader is best when people barely know he exists. Less good when they obey and acclaim him. Worse when they fear and despise him. Lao Tzu. What we are going through in America is an example of an ancient Chinese dictatorship. On a minor scale, I recognize that this finds itself in the conspiracy bin of the brain dead and the drug addicts in the United States of America. But looking now for one story, maybe one story on the death of the Supreme Court justice who stood between Obama and the total takeover of the American government and the American people, there are no stories other than one article that I wrote, which is still on the Drudge Report. World Net Daily wrote it from my show yesterday, Savage Was Scalia Murdered. It's been on the Drudge Report all night. Other than that, Alex Jones has a few stories on it. Fox has nothing. New York Post had one article by a detective. Detectives question lack of autopsy in Scalia death, Jamie Schramm and Bob Fredericks, New York Post. Veteran homicide investigators in New York and Washington, D.C. on Monday questioned the way local and federal authorities in Texas handled the death of Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia. It is not unreasonable to ask for an autopsy in this case, particularly knowing who he is. Retired Brooklyn homicide detective Patricia Tufo told the Post, he's not at home, there are no witnesses to his death, and there was no reported explanation for why a pillow is over his head, said Detective Tufo. So I think under the circumstances, it's not unreasonable to request an autopsy. Despite the fact that he has pre-existing ailments, and the fact that he's almost 80 years old, you want to be sure that it's not something other than natural causes. Bill Ritchie, a retired deputy chief and former head of criminal investigations for the D.C. police, said he was dumbstruck when he learned that no autopsy would be performed. Quote, I took a look at the report, and I almost fell out of my chair, Ritchie told the Post from his home in Maryland. I used to be an instructor in the homicide school. Every death investigation you are handling, you consider it a homicide until the investigation proves otherwise, Detective Ritchie said. How do you know that person wasn't smothered? How do you know it's not a homicide until you conduct an investigation? You have to do your job. Once you go through that process, you can conclude that this is a naturally occurring death. Presidio County Judge Cinderella Guevara, that's not an invented name, I realize is a fiction writer. You would think I'm making up the name Cinderella, but her name is Cinderella, and Cinderella herself could not do a worse job than Cinderella, Judge Cinderella, who they found somewhere in Texas. You got to listen to the soundbite of Judge Cinderella Guevara on declaring Scalia dead and deciding against autopsy in clip 01. Go ahead.
One of the things that I did ask the sheriff and the marshal that was there if there were any signs of foul play. And
they
said, absolutely not. And then at that time, I still wanted to be careful, and that's why I asked if the physician would call me. His heart did stop. On the death certificate, it'll say myocardial infarction.
You hear this? She couldn't even pronounce the words. Myocardial. She had myocardial infarction. A fifth, sixth grader, baby. A fifth, sixth grade education. This is a judge in Texas. Myocardial infarction. She wanted to speak to the physician who was not there. Physicians in Washington, D.C., he knows already what happened in Texas. You hear this? This is what passes for intelligence in America today. How in the world can a Texas judge named Cinderella, not even seeing the body, say that this is a heart attack? How does a U.S. Marshal know it was a heart attack? He's not a coroner. He's just a U.S. Marshal. He's a thug. He goes in and kicks in doors, shoots dogs, and arrests people for small crimes. That's what a marshal is, basically someone that they roust out of a ranch or a bar to beat people up and rip them out of their house in the middle of the night on spurious charges. Just joking. But they're not medical professionals, are they? So I can ask you the question and we can move on. Should we move on? There's nothing to see here. Would you like me to stop? Because it's not in the news. It's not in the news. It didn't make it to the New York Times. Didn't make it to any of the major newspapers in America. Therefore, it's a non-story. Why, Fox has moved on. There's nothing to see here. Why, we're talking about the election again, aren't we? This is the biggest case of our lifetime. It was a heart-stopping event over the weekend. And nothing, zero. Zero, nothing. Like, am I the only person in the world? Well, let me ask you this way. Let me ask it to you this way. Being an independent, not tied to either party, being an outsider looking in, whether it's politics or whatever the subject may be, just as a curious question, are you not curious as to whether this could have been foul play? You're not curious about it at all? So let me reverse it for you again, all you geniuses on the left, all you progressive geniuses. Let me reverse it for you as I did yesterday. Let's say, God forbid, it was the most extremist left-wing judge on the court, Ruth Bad Girl Ginsburg, who never should have been appointed. She was the former head of the ACLU legal division. How she ever became a Supreme Court justice is a product of the rhinos on the Republican side. But she was made a justice. She has destroyed the law in America on a daily basis. Put in on the Supreme Court. So let's say, even though she's been sick with cancer for over 10 years, suddenly she goes to a remote resort in Texas. She has no protection. She goes to sleep saying, I'm tired at 9 o'clock, and she's found the next morning fully clothed with her pajamas on, not a wrinkle on the bed, with her hands folded over her chest with a pillow over her head. And there's a Republican president. Do you think the New York Times and the Washington Post would be demanding a private investigation like a Warren Commission? You betcha. So why is there no discussion of this? Where is Ted Cruz on this? And where's Ted Cruz? He's such an independent. How come he said nothing on it? Right, let's start with Ted Cruz. He's the originalist, the greatest man on earth. He's as pure as the driven snow. He's George Washington and Thomas Jefferson combined, Ted Cruz. He said nothing on this issue. Trump was on my show yesterday. Even he said something. What did Trump say? He said, it's pretty unusual. I didn't want to drag him into this. I'm asking you why the media is not covering this. That's what I'm asking you. Trump says, pretty unusual, Scalia was found with pillow on his face. When did he say that? During a Tuesday interview with talk show's Michael Savage, Donald Trump seemed to lend some credence to the conspiracy theories. See, they're trying to make him sound bad. That Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia was murdered, saying it was pretty unusual they found a pillow on his face. Donald, I need to come back to the topic we've all been screaming about here, which is Scalia was he murdered, Savage said. I know it's pretty brutal to say that, and I'm not wanting to drag you into this, but this is going to be bigger and bigger and bigger. I went on the air and said we need the equivalent of a Warren Commission. We need an immediate autopsy before the body is disposed of. What do you think of that, Savage asked. Trump avoided giving a straight answer, saying he didn't know enough. Well, I just heard today, you know, I just landed, I'm hearing it's a big topic. But they say they found a pillow on his face, which is a pretty unusual place to find a pillow, Trump said. I can't tell you, I can't give you an answer. But at least he said something. At least he said something. So, ladies and gentlemen of the Savage Nation, something's wrong here. It's not just that Scalia died under suspicious circumstances, because all standard procedures when someone dies, especially someone with this prominence, all of the standard procedures have been ignored. The fact that the body was immediately removed, embalmed, canceling a tox report, no autopsy, is reason enough to question the official story being shoved down our throats by the filthy, dirty, lying government media complex, all of whom belong in the ex-Soviet Union. Ask yourself only one question. It's the same question an ordinary homicide detective in the smallest community in America would ask if a man were found dead in his bed. Who would benefit from that man's death? That's the first thing a homicide detective asks. Let's say there's a man 79, his wife is 77. He's found dead with a pillow over his head the next morning. Are you telling me there'd be no autopsy? No investigation of an ordinary Joe Blow guy? They'd say, well, who benefits from it? Well, let's see, there's an insurance policy. His property, did he sign anything over a week before? That's standard procedure. You've gone to the movies, haven't you? You've gone to the movies, you've seen these things. So why are you suspending ordinary common sense today? Why have you suspended your common sense? Because you're buying the lie that it's a conspiracy theory to even ask the question? So if it's only a conspiracy theory, why don't you put it to rest? The answer is because there's something under the surface that they're hiding. Where is the GOP? Where is Ted Cruz? Where is Ted Cruz? I'm asking you a question. I'm asking you a simple question. There's no signs of foul play? Fine. There's no signs of foul play. There was no signs of foul play with the death of Pope John Paul I in 1978 either. Yet many people still wonder why he was elected and died 1 month into his papacy. Right? Another one says, oh, it's an old obese smoker who died. How is this a conspiracy? Well, I ask you, does anyone you know of sleep with a pillow over your face? Remember yesterday I said, not so in jest, that the media is going to spin that and say, we're interviewing Italians all over America and they all sleep, the largest percentage of people of Italian descent sleep with pillows over their face. And they go around and do it, and they're actually starting to do it. I swear to God is my witness, I started to see blog reports that it's reported now we're in the... Do I have to do the parody? I'm really not in the mood. I'll do the parody maybe if I get in a better mood after I drink another cup of coffee. The liars in the media may as well be working in Guatemala. The reporters at the New York Times may as well be reporting for the Uruguay Gazette. The reporters at the Washington Post today, the quality they have at the Washington Post, they should be working for the Paraguay Times. That's what we have now in America. The Paraguay Times, the Uruguay Gazette. I would say Pravda or Izvestia, but I've done that for 20 years. It's gone over your head anyway. So I'll say it another way. The fourth estate has become the fifth column. That's one of my originals. The fourth estate has become the fifth column. Now, that's an advanced question for an advanced listener of the Savage Nation. If you can't answer it, it means you don't know what you're talking about. In other words, if you can look down on me and say you're superior to me for even asking these questions, and you can't answer yourself, what do I mean by the fourth estate has become the fifth column, then you have neutralized your ability to even question me. It means that you're an ignoramus. I'll be back in a minute to prove it.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth and financial future. Call 1-800-289-2640.
He says, Judge, I'm at Cibolo Creek Ranch, and a Supreme Court justice has just passed away, and I need someone here immediately. Both justices of the peace are out of town at this time. Sheriff, what did you say? Which Supreme Court justice died at Cibolo Creek Ranch, and the phone was dead?
Phone was dead. That's good when I write the novel. Or fiction writer could write. This is a story, or this is a movie right away. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It would be a movie if we lived in a free country. If it wasn't a government media complex owned by Katzenberg, Matzenberg, Ratzenberg, and Facebook, then we'd have a movie. The nation would be clamoring for such a movie. Last night I watched The Treasure of the Sierra Madre, done in 1948, a masterpiece, when we still had filmmakers who did films of significance instead of pure propaganda to prop up a dictator. He's a benign dictator. He's only started wars, evaporated whole cities. He's a very nice man. Very nice man. So you want me to drop this, or you want me to stay with it? You have to raise your hand. Make believe you're in an audience right now of several hundred thousand. I don't know what you're doing. I can't see it. I have to go with what I think. So let me give you a little bit more. Mr. Poindexter, the ranch owner who found Scalia's body, was also the primary point man between the ranch location and federal authorities who were slow to arrive on the scene. How come there's been no request for an autopsy, even though reports suggest that a Supreme Court justice was found with a, quote, pillow over his head, and he died alone without any witnesses? Something stinks here. It was Poindexter, the ranch owner, who we are not passing any aspersions on. He was among those who initially discovered the justice's body. He was the one who coordinated closely with Cinderella. He was the one who called Cinderella. And by waving her wand, Cinderella decided he died of a heart attack and then changed her mind. That was without any medical examination of the body. Do you think the left would be screaming for an autopsy if, God forbid, it was Ruth Bader Ginsburg at a remote location and there was a Republican president? God forbid. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? Do you get it? Okay, well, I could move on if you'd like, but I'm not going to. Stay with it a little bit longer if you can handle it. If you missed the article, it's on the Drudge Report from WorldNet Daily. Was Scalia murdered? I figured, why mince words? We're dealing in the media, what we're dealing with are questions and answers, statements and counterstatements, right? So if I were in a cafe and it was amongst people who like to talk about politics, and I was the cafe owner, I'd say, you know, I know there's only one topic on your mind, was Scalia murdered. What do you think? And people would, yeah, this, no, no, you're nuts. I don't think so. Why? That's what people would do. So I said, we need a Warren Commission like federal investigation. Right away, the idiots, the haters who have nothing to do said, oh, you're a liberal because you want a Warren Commission. Moron. I said, a Warren Commission like federal investigation, idiots. I didn't say the Warren Commission, morons. Savage said an immediate autopsy of the body is needed. There was no medical examiner present. There was no one who declared the death. It was there. It was done by telephone from a U.S. Marshal appointed by Obama himself. Did you know that? Did you know the U.S. Marshal was appointed by Obama himself? You didn't know that either. I had to tell you that yesterday. Oh, that's nothing. In an essay posted on his website, Savage asked what would happen if Donald Trump were in the White House in his final year and the justice was Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I've asked that already. We had a razor-thin savior of the conservative, or shall I say traditional, ways in America. Antonin Scalia, who was found dead under suspicious circumstances, said Savage. And now this character in the White House, who nobody with a rational mind should trust, is trying to railroad Loretta Lynch down our throats as his number one choice for the Supreme Court. Savage said somebody must stop Obama's nomination to the court so the choice can be made by the new president. And I hope it's you, Savage told Trump. Savage noted Scalia's role. Oh, this is interesting. Who is this guy, Savage? Interesting. Savage noted Scalia's role in the Supreme Court's February 9th decision that temporarily blocks Obama administration rules to limit greenhouse gas emissions from power plants. Really? This guy Savage said what? He said, Donald, you know that just 5-6 days before Scalia was found dead with a pillow over his face, he was the lead voice against Obama's attempts to railroad that green gangsterism down our throats? He was the one who killed it. He was the one who killed it, Donald. Boy, this guy's Savage. He's on the radio? When is he on the radio? He's on the radio right now. You're listening to him.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Suspicious circumstances surrounding the death of Supreme Court Justice Scalia are bothering about 30 to 50 million people around the planet. That's a very small number, I recognize. After all, we're not the voters for the Democrats, generally. They've already assumed this was just a heart attack. There's no questions. Let's move on. It just shows you how naive they are or how... There's no words for it. If it was a liberal justice who died under similar circumstances with a Republican president, you know the banner headline would be demanding a commission, an investigation, asking why the body was not subjected to an autopsy, etc. I don't want to repeat myself. There's a drawing going around on the internet that's 124 years old. It says rabbit or duck. And they ask you, is it a rabbit or a duck? It was published in 1892 in a German magazine. Do you see an animal or do you see two? And according to a psychologist, your ability to flip between seeing a rabbit and a duck in the drawing is indicative of your creative prowess. Now, with the Scalia death, do you see a rabbit or do you see a duck? Probably most of you see nothing. Because I'm a highly creative individual, I see not only a rabbit and a duck, but I see a cover-up. I see a rabbit, a duck, and a hat. Joining us right now is a reporter for Infowars.com, Joe Biggs. Joe, you're down in Texas. Where are you, near the judge's chambers?
We are in Marfa, Texas, just outside of County Judge Cinderella Guerrera's office.
Now, Cinderella couldn't pronounce the words myocardial infarction. How could she declare he died of a myocardial infarction and then change her mind?
Well, here's the thing that you have to understand, Dr. Savage, is the first two justices of the peace that were called were out of town that day. They were about 120 miles away at some event. You mean to tell me when that phone call came in, that name came over the wire, they didn't drop what they were doing and take the time to drive a few hours to come out here? Now, before that, John Poindexter, the guy who owns the ranch, called the feds. The feds flew in via helicopter. You mean to tell me they couldn't have picked one of these people up? Instead, it was passed on to a third person, Judge Cinderella. Now, in the past, in 2016, she has made some botched calls before.
Oh, really? What did Cinderella do in the past that was questionable?
In 2013, there was an incident in Big Bend where an unconscious woman was laying on the train tracks. A train ran over her and sliced her into pieces. Now, the railroad company came out, did their own internal investigation, said that it should be investigated. The family came out and said they wanted an investigation. They called Cinderella, and she goes, oh, nope, suicide, and ended it right there. Did not go in, did not do an investigation.
So Cinderella is who is she? She's a low-grade local judge?
Pretty much, she's a county judge here in Marfa.
Martha, Texas, wow. And what is her experience in law? Did she go to law school, or was it a degree earned online?
I don't have all the information on...
She can't pronounce myocardial, but she knows it was a heart attack. And that is a big deal, by the way. Why should we believe her when she changed her opinion after she was laughed out of the courtroom herself?
I know. I mean, there's a lot of things surrounding this. I mean, like you said before, I've heard other people say that this was a Republican president, a ranch owned by a Republican donor, and it was a liberal judge who died out there. The entire left would be screaming and crying, asking for an investigation. As soon as this man's came down over the wire, his name came down over the wire, they should have been locked down. They should have called for an investigation. They should have done an autopsy, toxicology, and all of that. Instead, they take the body and drive it to El Paso. Now, we have an investigator in El Paso right now who just spoke to the mortician who did the embalming. They just drained his fluids and threw them into the El Paso sewage.
Oh, my God. You're kidding me. They did that already?
Yes, that has already been done.
Oh, my God. Oh, so they're covering it up already.
So there is either a cover-up going on or serious gross negligence done.
No, this is not. No, sorry. No. If they threw the fluids out without holding on to them, is that standard procedure in a case like this to throw the fluids in the garbage?
Well, the standard procedure by Texas law is if there is any kind of instance where you think that there could have been outside forces that would have caused a death, i.e. a pillow over the face when the body's found, automatically an autopsy is supposed to be done. Now, the fact that that was ignored, then passed on to two people who come back and say, Juanita Bishop comes back and says, oh, well, I would have called for an autopsy, but I was kind of busy. So two people said they would have called for an autopsy, but they passed it on to another person who already has a record of just calling in and going, yep, this is fine, this is natural causes, don't look here, don't worry about it, just keep going.
Mr. Biggs, other than my show and Alex's show, no one else in the media is covering this. Why do you think that is?
Because people are just... They take what they hear. So many people out there are sheep. They turn on Fox, they turn on CNN, and they're force-fed stuff. Listen here, Dr. Savage, there are no reporters here. But guess what? I've stood outside this person's office and requested an interview with her, and she will not talk to us because her secretary says she's too busy talking to media. But there's no media here. There's no media at the ranch. There's no media anywhere. No one's come out here. But everyone is too busy to take the time because they are scared to talk about it.
This is frightening. This is terrifying. You would think this would happen in Paraguay or in Uruguay in the 1970s, but it's happening here now under our dear leader. You know, where is the Republican Party? Has one politician called for an investigation? A single one?
Hold on, there's a motorcycle going by. Say it again, sir.
Joe, has a single politician, one politician, called for an investigation?
Not that I'm aware of, but all I hear are homicide investigators. There was one of the main homicide investigators for D.C. Police all over the country have said that this should be investigated. There is an outcry by people who are specialized in this. Now you have this, Texas or this U.S. Marshal that came out. He's not even trained in homicide, and yet he's the one calling and going, oh, you know, this is just natural causes. Let's pass it.
Wait, right. He was that U.S. Marshal was appointed by Obama. Have you interviewed him?
No, not yet.
Where is he? Texas or Washington?
Texas, I believe. So we're waiting on here. We just got into Marfa. We're going to the ranch next. We're going to be here for the next few days. We've got a long list of people that we will be.
I suggest that you bring your food with you. I would suggest you don't accept their hospitality for any meals.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely throwing the pillows off the bed.
By the way, do you know anyone who sleeps with a pillow over their head? I haven't met one yet.
I've never heard of it. I've actually stopped and talked to a few people and asked them if they thought that that was normal. And everyone's going, no, that's pretty.
Well, maybe it's normal, but you see, maybe it's not normal in that Texas county, but it could be normal amongst Italian Americans of 79 years of age. We have to interview all 79-year-old male Italian Americans and see what percentage of them sleep with pillows over their head. Because I'm sure the Washington Post will report that over 90% of male Italian Americans over 70 years of age sleep with pillows over their head.
Well, Scalia was just in Hong Kong and Shanghai with a friend, and the friend even came out and released a statement saying that he was as strong as ever. So you've got this man who, yeah, he's got some shoulder issues. He had an MRI that Thursday prior, you know. But still, that doesn't mean that we should just...
How could he go hunting if he has a shoulder injury?
Exactly. And that was my question to my other colleagues in the car earlier. If he knowingly had a shoulder injury, how is he going to be out here quail hunting, shooting a shotgun, if he has this? And why does he normally have a security team, all of a sudden not have a security team, and come into a lion's den? A man who has been awarded by Obama, a man who contributes to the Democrat Party, that was a setup.
Joe, second series of questions. I understand that Mr. Scalia's son brought him to the lodge and then left. Is that true? Is that a factual reality?
We have not heard that yet at this time.
We were told that his son, one of his sons, he has a priest for a son and two lawyer sons in Washington, D.C. One of them brought him to the ranch, told him about it, and either brought him to it or arranged the trip for him. I think you ought to ask the son what happened.
Yeah, we just heard that there was a close colleague. That's what I was told by another one of my colleagues here. He said that he heard that it was a close colleague of his that came, and they weren't sure if he stayed until the end or if he left before the death or murder.
Well, I would think a homicide investigation. I'm sorry, there is no investigation. What am I thinking? But if there was an investigation, wouldn't they want to know who the close friend was?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, a B movie with a script like this would be laughed out of the theater if they said, no need, no foul play here. You ever see the movie A Touch of Evil by Orson Welles, set in a Texas border town?
No, sir.
That's what nobody remembers these classic movies, but I highly recommend A Touch of Evil by Orson Welles, set in a Texas border town. Well, you got your work cut out for you. You're gonna speak to Cinderella, you think, today, or is she gonna come down and speak to you, or she's very busy speaking to the media, of whom there is no one present. There's no one from the media, but she's speaking to them somewhere. But then she's Cinderella, Joe, you see. Cinderella could be having conversations that are imaginary.
Yeah, she's been, she traded in her, sorry, that truck just drove by. Yeah, she traded something for a glass shoe, and it definitely wasn't.
She traded her glass slipper for a glass chin. This is very funny. Conspiracy theory swirl. Will Texas governor call for an investigation? So let me ask you the last question, Joe. Texas Governor Abbott, your InfoWars website from Alex Jones says he has looked into other controversial allegations. Is there any chance that Texas Governor Greg Abbott will look into this?
I would hope so. I mean, he's been a pretty stand-up guy thus far. I mean, he's definitely been someone who's been on the ball and done a lot of the right things. I mean, I would hope maybe at this point in time he's trying to gather information and waits till he gets enough to base some kind of a reasoning off of it. I'm not sure, but I would hope so. I mean, that's someone that we need to really stand up and go out there and say, this is ridiculous, nothing's been done, and make these people do this the proper way.
In the past, Governor Abbott ordered the Texas State Guard to monitor Jade Helm 15 to safeguard Texans' constitutional rights, private property, and civil liberties, so he is very aware of constitutional issues. Last year, the same governor also launched an investigation into Planned Parenthood following allegations that the abortionists were running an under-the-table baby part-for-profit scheme. So he's a good guy. Can we encourage the governor to do what the federal government will not do?
Well, of course. I mean, everybody can get on their phone or emails and encourage this guy to definitely reach out. I mean, all you got to do is flip on the TV, and everyone is talking about this. But
hold it. Wait, where are they talking about it? Where are they talking about it?
Fox, you'll see people talking about it, but they don't really talk about it in the right way, the right context. It's more people, arguing, complaining about who should be next, who should be next.
Yes. Sure, they're talking about who. That's right. They've already gone past the sucker punch. Now they're talking about it as though it's a given fact that he died not under suspicious circumstances.
Yes, exactly.
But to me, the suspicious circumstances are very apparent. So what are we going to do now? There are too many things that don't add up. Why did Scalia refuse a security detail, by the way?
I mean, that's beyond me. Like I said, that's something he would normally have had. I don't know if he was, called, maybe told, hey, you're fine here, you're good here, don't worry about it, let your guard down, this is a good place. I mean, this is a really secluded area. You can only have a couple hours a day to go in and out. You have to eat dinner at certain times. People like Julia Roberts and all kinds of celebrities come here, and they go there for the tranquility, the peaceful atmosphere to not be bothered. So it's interesting that this man of his stature, what his job entails, the importance he has on America, the many lives and corporations that hang in the balance of his decisions, this is the kind of man who's made tons of enemies. That's why automatically looking at this person, who he is, you automatically investigate it.
Well, not only has he made enemies, he has the power to change the course of human events. I mean, all of us in talk radio have made a lot of enemies, but we have no authority and no power. We can't change anything. We may think we can, but I learned a long time ago that we can't change a darn thing. I'm not like others in the media who think that they're important. I don't think I'm important. I'm an ordinary man with a microphone, with a good mind, and a good investigative instincts. But the fact of the matter is, Judge Scalia just derailed the green gangsterism that Obama was so desperate to pass. It was his final achievement. God only knows what he's going to do now to get around that one. Do you know what it's going to cost the green gangster industry? $1 trillion a year is the minimum guess. $1 trillion a year. They were ready to run rampant over the Constitution and rob the Treasury like they've never robbed it before in the final months of Obama's regime. We're speaking with a reporter on the ground, Joe Biggs for Infowars.com, on why the media is ignoring the death of Justice Antonin Scalia. We'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCO.
And all that joke with this
person, you knock somebody off. I don't care who it is. There won't be any little arrangement.
Hola.
Not with Hank Quinlan.
That's for you.
Yeah.
Vargas can't hurt me.
Well, maybe not. But maybe with our little deal, we can hurt him.
I don't make deals.
You keep talking as though this was some kind of a deal where I ask you to get me out of a rap.
No.
That ain't it at all. In this thing, we're partners, see? Shall we drink to that?
All right, it's A Touch of Evil, Orson Welles. Great movie. You have to understand what I'm trying to do here, and I think you don't. Now, there's another element to this, which we're going to talk about in the next 2 hours, maybe for the next 2 months. I may only do this for two straight months, until one Republican stands up and demands an investigation. Maybe I'll do it for two straight months. Maybe, maybe not. Now, what if there's another side of the story? Remember The Godfather? Sorry to go back to fiction. Senator? Well, I don't remember anything. We play this game all the time. Senator, don't worry, my friend Frito owns this place. No one knows about this but us. What if the circumstances of the justice's death were somewhat embarrassing? And the entire sweeping it under the rug is to protect the stellar reputation. Could that explain why the family requested no autopsy? And why it took a half a day for the news to leak out? Am I allowed to ask the question? Are we living in a free republic, or are we living in some kind of distorted reality of a bad totalitarian nightmare?
Now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Welcome to the Savage Nation. I'm relying upon the allegory of film to try to get through to the mass mind. The mass mind is as smart as a mushroom. It's like talking to a mushroom with eyes, the mass mind. This is what we have to do every day, is talk to them. It doesn't mean you're stupid individually. It means the mass mind is a blob. The mass mind doesn't know anything. The mass mind is so overwhelmed by the lowest level of humanity on a daily basis that they can't even hear reality when it hits them in the eye anymore. Flooded by the garbage of our society, the filth, the sewer pipe. The sewer pipe of Hollywood has so polluted the average mind that when reality hits them in the face, they think it's fiction and they dismiss it. Having given you the prelude, I'll go on with the show, was Scalia murdered? I don't know. That's all we're asking. The show is talk radio for the thinking person. Thinking people are asking the question. It's that simple. All we're asking for is an investigation. Every homicide detective in America is asking that, but you didn't hear them. Oh, they haven't been invited to CNN. No, no, no. Only the stooges who say it was a natural death are invited on CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, ABC, CBS, NBC. Maybe RT will give a question on this. Maybe Russian television will say, you know, this is something we should cover because this is something we're familiar with. We know about polonium sushi. In our country, polonium sushi is a regular item on the menu for those political opponents that we want to dispose of. But in America, they never heard of it. They think America is so pure that it couldn't happen there. The American people are so naive, they believe in Santa Claus. The American people are so naive, they let their little girl sell lemonade on the corner in a suburban neighborhood as though it's 1949 and everything is safe. America is so naive, the mothers are so drugged up, they don't even know what danger they're putting their daughters in by letting them sell lemonade on the corner. That's the country that they live in. The country is being overrun by hordes. Hordes from the south, hordes from the north, hordes from the east, hordes from the west. And little Lulu was selling lemonade on the corner. Suddenly it's 1950. That's the world. You expect them to ask why was Scalia killed? And if you said that to them for a minute, here's what they'd say. Who is Scalia? Is that the name of a restaurant chain? And why is it important to me if he died? And number three, even if someone murdered him, so what? What do I care? What does it matter to me? You don't know. You have no idea. The average thinking person has no idea what this country is composed of. None whatsoever. Razor-thin savior of the conservative or traditional ways in America, found dead under suspicious circumstances, and nobody is asking why. Why was he immediately this? Why was there no autopsy? Why were his bodily fluids thrown into the river? Why did they shop it to some moron judge, Cinderella, whatever, who couldn't even say the word myocardial infarction? She couldn't say the word! She's the authority! She was 100 miles away! You got to listen to the clip. Listen to the judge, Cinderella Guevara, on declaring Scalia dead without an autopsy. Listen to 01.
One of the things that I did ask the sheriff and the marshal that was there if there were any signs of foul play, and they said absolutely not. And then at that time, I still wanted to be careful, and that's why I asked if the physician would call me. His heart did stop. On the death certificate, it'll say myocardial infarction.
Myocardial infraction. To her, it's the same thing, myocardial infraction. We the same as myocardial infarction. What's the difference? Well, in fact, in America today, she'd probably be given a White House invitation for saying it the wrong way. Be considered some kind of oppressive society that insists upon correct pronunciation. But look, I raised something else, which is, and this is an embarrassing one, and I know the conservatives don't want to hear it, but since it's a show that has to be fair to the subject matter, and since we're being cynical and questioning, and skeptical, not cynical. A cynic wouldn't even ask the question, a skeptic would. One of my listeners writes, is it possible the circumstances of his death are somewhat embarrassing, and the cover-up is an effort to protect his stellar reputation? That might explain why it took half a day to get the news out and why the family requested no autopsy. That's sent to us by Terry Cruz, not Cruz, not related to the candidate who says nothing. Where is Ted Cruz on this? Ted Cruz said nothing on this. Well, he's the savior of the republic. He said nothing. Zero. Now, what else can we talk about? Pillow was between his head and the headboard. Now, well, first it was on his head, now it was behind his head, and it was before the head. I didn't mean it was on his head. I meant it was near his head. I didn't mean it was on top of his face. I meant it was close to his face. I meant the headboard and the pillow was similar to what I was saying with regard to the pillow. I didn't mean that, even though I got an award from the president, even though I give money to the Democrats. I didn't mean there was a pillow over his face. I meant there was a pillow near his face that was over the backboard in front of the headboard. And that's why I said it the way I did, because in Texas, as you know, we're just a bunch of dumb geeks, and we don't know anything from anything, so don't take anything we say seriously. And there is no toxicological report, because no one in this area of Texas knows what the word toxicology means. That's it. We drink toxic water down here, because we're as tough as rattlesnakes. And if you think we can't drink toxic water in this part of Texas, then, boy, you belong in San Francisco. That's all I can say to you. Go get yourself a cappuccino. Get yourself a cappuccino, because down here we drink coffee, black coffee. We don't drink no cappuccinos. You want to talk about this, Barney? Barney, KBET, you're in Las Vegas, I assume?
Yes, we're from Las Vegas. What we have here is a cover-up of a suicide. Don't you think the family would have really carried on to the end of the earth if they didn't know what was going on? They don't want no investigation. This was a suicide, plain and simple. Take the pills, you lie down, you fold your hands.
All right, so let's say your theory of suicide has validity, which I doubt. It still would require an autopsy and investigation. Do you understand that, Barney?
Yes, of course. I work for it. It's not important. Nevertheless, the family...
Wait. Hold it. You said you worked where, Barney?
I worked once in the police department years ago. It's not important. What is important is that the family has power and they know what they're doing. They talk to the right people. They acceded to his wishes, and he went down to a secluded place, and he died. And they don't want no hubbub like you're carrying on about.
Wait. But, sir, even if you are correct that it was a suicide, it still requires an autopsy.
Yes, but for some reason they didn't want one. Why wouldn't, don't you think your family...
Well, it doesn't matter whether they want, it does not matter whether the family wanted one or not. That's what I'm trying to say to you. The law requires one under suspicious circumstances.
Well, sometimes the law is ignored for powerful people.
Well, all right, so that makes it right? So you just ruined your own argument.
I didn't say it made it right. I'm telling you what I believe happened down there.
But you also said I have no right to even ask the question. I'm embarrassing the family.
I didn't say that. I'm saying that the family acceded to his wishes. He went to a nice secluded area, laid down after he took some pills, and died. He probably had some very serious illness. Maybe his mind was going to be tampered with soon. He didn't want this to happen, and he ended it.
All right, let's say you have a valid point. It still requires an autopsy and an investigation.
Obviously, that's superfluous now.
No, it's not superfluous. They do investigations after a person's been buried. They can disinter a body. What do you mean it's superfluous?
Okay, you're correct about that.
All right, thank you very much. Thank you, Bonnie. That's all. KSFO, San Francisco. I can hardly say it. Let me try it again. I should practice. San Francisco, KSFO. Ron, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Dr. Savage, from 1979 to 1982, I worked in a funeral home to pay my way through school in Hartford, Connecticut. And I could tell you with authority, because I've handled probably 200 cases during that time, that even at the slightest hint of something being wrong, whether it be a convalescent home, and we had our share of murders also, the police would become involved. Other people in authority would become involved. Questions would be asked, and they were very strict about this. And this thing stinks from the head down, plain simple.
Ron, and you're saying they required an investigation, even if it was an ordinary Joe Blow. This is the most important justice in America, and the future of America was in his hands, and he's found dead, and there's no investigation, and the media doesn't ask a question. What does that say to you about the media?
It says something that, like you always say, the top rots from the head down. And
you mean the head rot? Yeah, body rots from the head down, right? A fish rots from the head down.
Yes, and that in Connecticut here, during my time that I was here, the medical examiner, and this didn't come out for a long time, but we always thought that something was afoul there at the medical examiner's office. It came out, you probably remember this, is that the medical examiner in Connecticut was feeding body parts to her Doberman pinschers in the autopsy rooms.
I can't even put my mind around that.
Yes.
I can't even imagine the kind of ghouls that work in your business. You don't work there anymore, do you?
Corrupt the system was during that time. And to think, I mean, this thing smells so rotten from the top down.
If someone is found dead in a hotel bedroom, isn't there an automatic requirement of an investigation and an autopsy? How can you say he died of a heart attack? That idiot Cinderella said it? She can't even pronounce the word myocardial.
You know, Michael, we had a case once of an elderly woman who died in a convalescent hospital, and the police came down in the preparation room to ask us questions. They saw any hemostasis on the body that looked unusual, like fingerprint marks or anything, because they were trying to figure out whether that she died naturally or she died by rough handling of a nurse's aide or a nurse or something like that.
So now you got the left-wingers blogging onto my Facebook account saying, nonsense like this is why libertarians will never be taken seriously. From the birth of theories to 9/11, all an inside job, then Breitbart was poisoned by the left, and now the same story with Scalia. That's all irrelevant, Ron, because the law requires an investigation is the point, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And without question, I mean, when you realize that you've been in the business and you've seen this, you know, on the ground, you're in a funeral home, and the slightest infraction of something, you have the police coming down to the funeral home, looking at the body, you trying to pinpoint anything that they're asking, seeing if there's a mark on the body, if there's a scar, if there's a cut, if the eyelids look okay, if the inside of the gums look okay, and you have to show them this. And for them not to do this for such a person of high authority and high standing is just beyond my comprehension.
The first thing that a homicide investigator asks if a man is found dead in his bed, if he's an ordinary salesman who died, is who would have benefited from his death? Is there an insurance policy? Let's see it. Who are the beneficiaries? Let's call them up. Isn't that true?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, he is the highest judge in the land who just killed a $1 trillion a year business for the gangster left in the green business. They're making more money on green rackets than they ever made in importing drugs. And you wonder why he was dead 6 days later? I don't believe it was suicide, do you?
Michael, nothing surprises me anymore with this administration.
Well, I think I'll do this until July 4th. What if I did the same show every day, was Scalia murdered? I can guarantee you that this subject will not die whether I do it or not. This is not going to die. It's going to get bigger. This is impossible. We're waiting for a foreign press organization to come and investigate this because the American press is dead. If anything proved that there is no press in America, it's this case. There is no press in America. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCO. All right, so nothing's going to happen. You sure? Let's move on. Who stands to gain by his death? Well, you can pretty much add it up, the whole Democrat Party. The entire New World Order. Who stands to lose by his death? Half the American population, mainly those that earn money and pay taxes. Those who actually can think stand to lose. No autopsy, no toxicology, no investigation. The Senate is not in session right now, and there's no press. Now, irrespective of the pillow, let's say he slept with a pillow over his eyes to keep out the light, just for the sake of discussion. It still, by law, requires an autopsy and investigation. If an ordinary Joe Blow dies in a hotel room, I'm sorry, that's the first thing they do. They don't listen to the family, no one else. Bingo, that's it. See, the first thing I heard, first thing I thought of when I heard this, I almost fainted. I thought of all the people who had died of natural causes under the Clinton administration. That's all. I didn't say that had anything to do with it.
All right, what else? You want me to...
So the Senate's in recess right now. No Republicans, no Cruz, nobody, nothing. His family doesn't want a medical examination. Nothing. And there's no investigation. None. We're not supposed to even ask. Took hours for authorities in remote West Texas to find a justice of the peace. When they found the idiot, Cinderella, she pronounced Scalia dead of something she couldn't even pronounce. Myocardial menarchin. Myocardial. Strange things are happening. Strange things are happening. People do die in their sleep. It happens at 29, 19, 39. He was over the average U.S. life expectancy. All true. But he's not an ordinary man. Not an ordinary man. No, my friend. He was an extraordinarily important man. It would behoove anyone with a mind that considers itself in some ways an intelligent or inquiring mind to at least put these questions to rest. Some of the questions can't be answered anymore, which means that they're covering something up. They disposed of all his bodily fluids already in the toilet. Why? To make sure that there would be no toxicological investigation. So that's number one. Now waiting in the wings is the pickle man.
Join the Savage Nation.
In a helicopter, was shot down under suspicious circumstances, and there was a mock hearing. Forgot that? Remember a man named Jack Wheeler, head of cybersecurity, leaves a meeting with one shoe on, staggering. Then his body is found in a garbage dumpster in Washington, D.C. That was so shocking, I put it into my book. I think it was A Time for War. That was under Bush, by the way, I believe. You know, things are happening that are odd. So let's talk about what's happening right now. The Pope is on the border with Mexico, stirring up the illegal aliens to storm the border and invade our country. The troublemaking Marxist Pope, who I affectionately call Lenin's Pope in Government Zero, the finest chapter ever written about this corrupt politician in vestments, has the nerve to come here and try to flood America with illegal aliens. At the same time that the Pope is stirring up a further invasion of America from the South, the stooge in the Department of Homeland Security, who should have been fired after the terrorist event in San Bernardino, he's still there, by the way, Jay Johnson, former Wall Street lawyer, incidentally. We hear so much about Wall Street and how evil it is, Wall Street lawyers and how deceitful they are. Jay Johnson is a Wall Street lawyer. He's the Department of Homeland Security. He's let one terrorist event after another go without investigation of his own office. Listen what Jay Johnson says in clip 14. It's astonishing.
We recognize that more border security and deportations may deter illegal migration, but they do nothing to overcome the push factors that prompt desperate people to flee Central America in the first place.
What a liar.
We're preparing to offer vulnerable individuals fleeing violence in Central America a safe and legal alternative path to a better life. We're expanding our refugee admissions
program. Can you believe this?
To help vulnerable men, women, and children in Central America who qualify as refugees. We're partnering with the UN High Commissioner for Refugees and non-governmental organizations in the region to do this as soon as possible.
He's about as intelligent as Cinderella. When I hear the word vulnerable people, vulnerable men and women, I want to scream. Because there's no one more vulnerable than the American people right now to this gangster regime. We are the most vulnerable people on the planet. We have no protection. We have no party representing our interests. We just lost the Supreme Court. And this goofball, Jay Johnson, says he's going to let these people flood in because they have to leave violence in Central America. And what do you think they're going to bring here, Jay? What do you think they're going to bring here, Jay? They're going to bring disease and violence, Jay. And who's going to pay for them, Jay? You got veterans rotting in hallways, Mr. Johnson. But he was put there the same way the judge was put there in Texas. He's a mouthpiece. They may as well call him Cinderella Johnson. In fact, we're going to call Jay Johnson of Department of Homeland Security Cinderella Johnson from now on. He has a glass slipper. There's no joke. This is really no joke anymore. It's getting sicker by the day.
So, you want to talk about it or you want to move on? Nothing more to see here. Let's see what other stories there are. We have... I'm going to talk about this a little bit more. Maybe another month. Until we find out more about the suspicious reasons for no autopsy, throwing the bodily fluids in the toilet, declaring him dead of a heart attack, then changing it. We're going to keep talking about it until eventually a foreign press organization comes to America and investigates this. I'd like to see 1,000 foreign press. I'd like to see 1,000 cameras from around the world converge on that ranch. I'd like to see 1,000 cameras outside that ranch. France, Japan, China, Russia, wherever. And ask the questions that need to be asked because we have no press. We've lost the press completely. I mean, I thought it was bad. I didn't know it was this bad. Now, we go back to the election itself. And we have this strange man named Newt Gingrich who destroyed Romney in the last election by calling him every name under the sun. It was Newt Gingrich, remember, who destroyed Romney's chance to be president. Newt Gingrich, the fool, who pretended he could be president with his trombone-playing wife, Callista, appearing like a jerk, day and night, attacking Romney. He didn't stop. He destroyed Romney. Listen what Mr. Holywater has to say in clip 13.
I wish Trump would drop all of the personal ad hominem things which he seems to enjoy so much. I think it weakens the country. I think it weakens him. I think it makes us look stupid. And I'm not defending Cruz or anybody else. I'm just saying I think the whole politics of this kind of personal stuff is almost deranged. It makes no sense to me to spend this kind of time and this kind of personality stuff.
But it was you, Fatso, who did it to Romney. What are you talking about, you slob, you? You don't like ad hominem? I'll give you a little more ad hominem. What are you kidding me? You spent months attacking Romney in the most disgusting ways, Newt. Now you're making believe you're above it all? There's only one reason Newt Gingrich is doing this. He has an imagined sense of self-importance, which is confirmed by Fox News. He has an imagined idea that people still respect him. And he goes on with the imaginary idea that people are not going to remember what he did to Romney. But the fact of the matter is, he did it to Romney, the very thing that Trump is doing to the opposition. Because he's got to break out. And the only reason Gingrich is doing this is because he represents the rhinos. Gingrich is the Rhino Party. Gingrich is the Republican Party. Gingrich is speaking for Bush. Gingrich is speaking only for Bush, Bush 3. Gingrich speaks for the establishment. Gingrich is the establishment. Gingrich is an untrustworthy soul. And he really should spend the rest of his life studying the trombone. Now let's take some calls. What now? Oh, look at this caller from WJR. Mike, go ahead. What's your topic?
Yeah, my father passed away. It was really eerie when this happened to Justice Scalia. My father passed away in the same way, in a hotel, by himself, died in his sleep. And we were notified. My younger brother actually found him. He was going to check up on him. And we, for one thing, the police wouldn't even let us in the hotel room while he was still
there. Oh, there you go. Bingo. That's right. You wouldn't be allowed in. Number two. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. They wouldn't even let you near the corpse, right?
No, not at all. And he was going through a divorce with his third wife. And when they finally did, we got to see him, and they took him away. The coroner's office took him away. My stepmother didn't want a toxicology done on him, and they said they had to do one about any foreplay at all. Foul play, I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry. I think you hit the nail on the head with the first one. At least you can still have a fond memory of your father.
Yeah, I mean, he was quite a bit younger than Justice, but...
I mean, I guarantee you'd rather remember him having the former rather than the latter.
Exactly, yeah. I wish he would get through the divorce with the one he married that time, though.
All right, but the important part of your call is not missed on me, nor the audience. It didn't matter that your brother went there and didn't want an autopsy. It was required by law. They wouldn't even let your brother near your father's corpse, right? Because he was found dead in a hotel room. Not even under suspicious circumstances. He was just found alone in a hotel room. It's standard procedure in any city in America. You name any hotel in this country, from the highest to the lowest, if a person is found dead in that room, bingo, yellow tape, no one gets near, right?
Exactly. That's exactly what they did. They you know, and they had two ambulances there, about five cop cars, and, I mean, they weren't letting anybody in there until they ruled out everything, you know, on the site. And, yeah.
Well, okay. It was not, did it turn out that it was four rather than foul?
He was taking some medicine for,
Please, it's a family show. We can't talk about that.
Well, they did toxicology, and there wasn't anything in his system enough that would have killed him. He just.
All right. I don't mean to make a mockery. You yourself are somewhat lighthearted about it. It's a good way to remember a passing parent. And your main point is pretty clear: is that this is very. So you're in the corner. Or you're on the same side as I am, which is this is suspicious: the death of Scalia and the way it's been handled. Correct.
And I can't believe the way they're sweeping this under the rug, and none of the media is covering this the way it should be covered.
Yeah, but you look at my Facebook account, and you got the trolls that work for Obama and the Democrat Party saying that we're all crazy, we're crackpots, it's a conspiracy theory. How dare we even ask the question? But the fact of the matter is, the real question here is, how are they getting away with this without more people screaming for an investigation? That's the real question. And the answer is because there's no media here in the country.
Oh, absolutely.
Do you feel that I, Michael Savage, am performing a service, or do you think I'm performing a task that's unworthy of talk radio?
Oh, I listen. Unfortunately, I only have a little bit amount of time to get to hear you because of my work hours. But you're doing a great service for this country. I believe 100%. And this can't be swept under the rug. This has got to be shouted out on loudspeakers. It really does.
Okay. Thank you very much for joining the dialogue. So you see, there's a man whose father died in a hotel room alone, and the cops put up a yellow tape, and even his own brother couldn't get near him. So all you people who are screaming, oh, you have no right to even raise the question, an old man died in his sleep, you don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what you're talking about, number one, and you're not doing the country a service. This has to be investigated. All the circumstances need to come out in the open. And then you could say with any certainty, or a certain degree of certainty, whether he died of natural causes, just passed away in his sleep, like to sleep with a pillow over his head, or are there, something here, something more to it than that. At least satisfy the American people who have a brain, who don't simply watch stupid reality shows. There's 30, 40 million people asking this question. I realize it's not a lot of people, given the demographics of America today, where a certain 100 million people probably, 100 million people are probably illiterate in the country, including all the illegal aliens. And then you have all of the Americans who can't read or write because they went to a public school. Never mind know the law, not even a scintilla of the law. So what would you like to talk about? KLIF, Texas, Dallas, Holly. Fire, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that, you know, I grew up in Texas, and my dad was 70 years old when he was laying in bed next to my mother and sat up and clutched his chest and had a heart attack.
Oh.
And my mom called 911, and the paramedics came. They put him in the ambulance, and they worked on him all the way to the hospital. And pronounced him dead at the hospital. Well, the paramedic happened to have gone to high school with my brother and I, and knew our family. And he said that he felt like he probably couldn't have revived him. He felt like he had probably died there at the house or was not going to be revived. But he didn't want to put my mom through having to do an autopsy because he knew our family. So he continued to work on him and declared him dead at the hospital. Because it would have been required, if he died even at home, in his bedroom, for them to do an autopsy.
Well, let's pause right there. By Texas law, if a person dies in their home, it's an automatic requirement, no matter whether the law wants it or not?
What the paramedic told me was he continued to work on him, because if he died at home, it would have been required to be an autopsy. If he died at home, unexpected. He hadn't been sick. He hadn't been just like...
Oh, so that's why they're putting out that he was sickly all of a sudden. All of a sudden, he's sickly and 100 illnesses. That was the cover story. Another right out of a movie. Yeah, don't we own the papers? Can't you get some stories out there? Run some stories that Scalia was very sick. run some stories that he was very ill under a doctor's care. Get it out there in the media by the morning. Okay. Daily News, very sick. Very sick. Italians sleep with pillows over their head. Get the news out. Churn the papers. So, okay, I got the picture, Holly. Thanks for joining the conversation. The time is 47 minutes after the hour. With confirmation that Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia was found dead Saturday morning with a pillow over his head and his clothes unwrinkled, nationally syndicated talk radio's Michael Savage called for an investigation on the level of the Warren Commission. Am I wrong or am I right? Back in a minute.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCO.
All right. You know that I like to refer to scenes from movies to make points more clear for you. So the movie scene that doesn't match perfectly for Justice Scalia is one, nevertheless, that's worthy of remembrance. And that is the scene in the Nevada brothel where the senator who opposes the Corleone family went for R&R. He wakes up with blood all over the room. And in the room, there walks the lawyer for the Corleone crime family in the following scene. Let's hear it.
I thought I could help you, Senator.
Hagen? Listen, Hagen. I did not...
No. It's all right.
I didn't do anything.
It's okay. You're very lucky. My brother Fredo operates this place. He was called before anyone. Now, if this had happened someplace else, we couldn't have helped you.
When I woke up, I was on the floor. And I don't know how it happened.
You can't remember?
I passed out. I don't know. And I don't understand why I can't remember.
You don't have to remember. Just do as I say. They're putting a call into your office. Explain that you'll be there tomorrow afternoon. You decided to spend the night at Michael Corleone's house in Tahoe as his guest.
I do remember. She was laughing. We've done it before. And I know that I could not have hurt that girl.
This girl has no family. Nobody knows that she worked here.
All right, so Obama readies for the next round of Supreme Court fight. He's already out there firing the next shots. Tuesday in the battle to replace the late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia. It'll be the most intense political feud in years. He's going to hold a press conference. Did he hold it already? Did I miss it, Jim? Do we have it? It's on right. Is he on right now? Oh, we got to get that for the next hour. The thin man is holding a press conference during a fundraiser. And he's going to talk about who's going to stick into the Supreme Court pack. Maybe he can get Cinderella. It could be you could put Cinderella in herself. I mean, she's about on the same level as the others he's picked. I would say Cinderella, the judge in Texas, who couldn't pronounce myocardial, is on the same level as Kagan Sotomayor and Loretta Lynch. So she's perfect. He's going to surprise America. Now Cinderella is going to be the new Supreme Court justice. And anyone who opposes her is a racist. We'll come back with the press conference from the thin man on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
All right, so all you skeptics out there, if a black homeless man were found dead under suspicious circumstances in a flop house in San Francisco, would there be an autopsy? Well, there'd be a press conference and an autopsy. There'd probably be a federal investigation. Probably be an FBI strike team would enter that flop house to find out how the man died, even though he was homeless in a flop house and a junkie. They'd want to do an investigation and an autopsy. But a Supreme Court justice dies suddenly in a hotel room and everyone's screaming I'm a nut for asking for an investigation. If you've listened to the show, you've had people calling who say
that when a person dies in a hotel room in America, they tape the room off and they have an investigation immediately. But no, not Supreme Court justice. No, not at all. It's already move on. Nothing to talk about. So you can say anything you want about me, but you know that you're wrong, and you know you're working for the Obama administration. And I'll ask the same question over and over again. I'll ask you. It's a simple question. What do you think? Are you suspicious about Justice Scalia's death? Sound off on the Savage Nation by calling 855-400-7282. Right now, let's go to Barry from Honolulu's press conference. He's taken time out for an important fundraising event to tell us what he's going to do to pack the Supreme Court with another useless left-wing nut. Let's hear.
Your term expires. I intend to do my job between now and January 20th of 2017. I expect them to do their job as well. All right.
Mr. Cool, yeah. Go ahead, Mr. Cool.
Thank you, Mr. President. Following up on that, should we interpret your comments just now that you are likely to choose a moderate nominee? Would you consider...
No.
Okay.
I don't know
Did
where
you, hear
you
this?
Found that. You shouldn't assume anything about the qualifications of the nominee other than they're going to be well-qualified.
All right.
Okay.
Following up,
yes.
Would you consider a recess appointment if your nominee is not granted a hearing?
I think that we have more than enough time to go through regular order, regular processes. I intend to nominate somebody, to present them to the American people, to present them to the Senate. I expect them to hold hearings. I expect there to be a vote.
That means no recess.
Full stop.
And lastly, as long as we're doing this in a row, how do you respond to Republican criticism that your position is undercut by the fact that you and other members of your administration who were in the Senate at the time tried to filibuster Judge Alito in 2006?
You know, look, I think what's fair to say is that how judicial nominations have evolved over time.
Did you hear this answer? Can you believe this? This kid caught him.
Historically, the fault of any single party.
He's not answering the question. That's how the snake got where he is.
Politics.
That's how the snake got where he is.
And
by evading.
Where folks are in the Senate and they're thinking, as I just described, primarily about, is this going to cause me problems in a primary? Is this going to cause me problems with
won't answer the question.
Supporters of mine?
Yeah, all right. We get the picture. Two legs good, four legs bad. I get it. We read Animal Farm in high school. So we have some months ahead of us, boy. Oh, boy. No, keep playing it. Let's hear a little bit more of Ace there.
I think that
he's definitely doing a great
historically,
job.
Historically, if you look at it, regardless of what votes
he's
particular senators
top of the card.
Taken, there's been a
he's
basic
a top of the card pack.
A basic understanding that Supreme Court's different.
Yeah,
and.
Yeah. And that's my field to play in. That's what I do what I want with. I manipulated the Senate any way I want. Now we're going to play with the Supreme Court. It's my sandbox. And Michelle and I have decided that the Supreme Court is ours to do with as we wish. And
join the bench, even if you don't particularly agree with them. And my expectation is that the same should happen here. Now, this will be a test, one more test of whether or not norms, rules.
Right. It's racism. We get it. Right. Yeah, it's all racism. It's not that you're a fanatic maniac.
But I do want to point out, this is not just the Supreme Court.
No.
I mean,
no,
we have consistently seen just a breakdown in the basic functions of government because the Senate
will not. You hear the big lie?
Confirm.
Anyone who opposes him has broken government down. You hear this? The big lie. Anyone who opposes any of his fanatical agenda items has broken government down. You hear this? This guy broke the government down.
Because
is he still talking?
There's a certain mindset that says, we're just going to grind the system down to a halt. And if we don't like
Are you kidding? Can you believe this? The man who has run roughshod over every aspect of our lives is saying that they're causing the problem by not going along with his demands.
The administration to do their basic job.
Listen, if this administration had done its basic job, if the Congress had done its basic job, they would have impeached this guy 6 years ago for what he had done. But because stop for a minute. Because they didn't stop the monster, he got more and more brazen. They could have stopped him at Munich. They should have stopped him at Munich. And now the maniac is so out of control that he's saying that they're wrong if they oppose anything he does. He's doing it again. He put out the party line. Anyone who opposes the Politburo is a bad person. That's it. Let's go back to the king again. Not the president, but the king.
Huge amount of time talking about, because frankly, the American people on average, they're more interested in gas prices and wages and issues that touch on their day-to-day lives.
Right, and reality shows. And
a direct way.
Sex change operations.
Political attention.
No. We're stupid. We don't know anything about politics. We're not as smart as you.
And it's going to get some attention.
Would like us to be.
And we have to ask ourselves.
Next question, please. Who do we have over there?
Are we able to still make this democracy work the way it's supposed to?
Not when you're a fanatic communist in the White House. How can you make democracy work when the power center has been seized by a madman?
Of the founders.
Oh, now the founders are his best friend.
In the Constitution.
The founders never imagined the character of your low character would ascend to such a high place, the founders. They never thought the people would be this drugged up and stupid.
A nominee made in accordance with the Constitution by the President of the United States, with a year left practically in office.
No, it's not a year left practically.
Pretty hard to find that in the Constitution.
No, my right. friends, this is unprecedented. He's lying through his teeth.
You've gotten four now, Jeff.
Total. Oh, boy, this is good. This is good.
Thank you,
Mr. Good
President.
Stuff.
Which
stoop did he get now from NBC?
Last year.
Oh, and let's switch the topic now to something irrelevant. Like, Mr. President, do you really want to go to war with Russia or not? Well, you know, Jim, I want to say this. A war wouldn't be a bad thing in my last few months. Think of what I can get away with if there was an actual war. Any other questions out there? Martha?
The rebels which the U.S. is backing. How do you respond to critics who say that you have been outfoxed by Putin? And what is your plan if Aleppo does fall? Do you plan to step up military action to help the rebels in Syria who you have said
rebels.
Are
you hear this?
Key to
the murderers, the moderate terrorists are rebels? You hear?
I'll ask you about 2016 as well.
Okay, there's getting to be a lot of questions here.
Okay,
how about I just answer that one?
Okay, sure.
Well, my moderate terrorists, I mean rebels, I mean freedom fighters.
First of all, if you look back at the transcripts, what I said was that Russia has been propping up Assad this entire time.
Who's propping you up this entire
Putin
time?
Putin finally had to send his own troops and his own aircraft and his and invest this massive military operation was not a testament to a great strength. It was a testament to the weakness of Assad's position.
Oh, you're so full of it. It's frightening. It's only because Putin entered the fray that ISIS is on the run, you liar, you. Putin should be given a Nobel Prize for making ISIS on the run and stopping the rapes and the murders and the killings. You are an embarrassment to the human race.
You manage it yourself, and then you have good relations with them. You send in your army when the horse you're backing...
What?
Isn't effective. And that's exactly
what are you
happening.
Talking about?
Now, what I said was is that Russia would involve itself in a quagmire. Absolutely it will. If there's anybody who thinks that somehow the fighting ends because Russia and the regime has made some initial advances, about three-quarters of the country is still under control of folks other than Assad.
Folks?
That's not stopping anytime soon. So
you know, you want to hear a man lying to the world? You're listening to a man lying to the world. A little child caught lying. His pants are on fire. He's lying so badly. It was Russia who has set ISIS back on its heels. It's because of Russia that ISIS is on the run. And this man is the man who has propped up ISIS. Oh, I've studied this in such great detail. It's all in Government Zero. If you think I'm just making this up on the spot, then you're a very, 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 very poor individual mentally. Let's listen to him again. Let him keep going now.
That points to those issues being solved. And that is...
Putin should get a Nobel Prize for putting ISIS on its heels.
Putin may think that he's prepared to invest in a permanent occupation of Syria with Russian military, that's going to be pretty costly. That's going to be a
we'll put him on his notice there.
If you look at the state of the Russian economy, that's probably not the best thing for.
See, he'd like to break Russia. Do you understand what this idiot is doing?
Smarter.
Our natural ally against radical fascism called Islamofascism. This guy hates Putin because Putin's taking on the Islamofascist. Do you understand this? Do you understand which side Hussein is on? Do you finally understand the one entity in the world who's got the Islamofascist on the run? This guy hates. So which side is Hussein on?
Whether or not that's possible. It's hard to do because there's been a lot of bloodshed.
How does he get away with this?
And if Russia continues indiscriminate,
take a look at the streets
that we've been seeing.
Go walk through the streets. You'll see how he gets away with the blimps walking by with the stomachs. Take a look at the faces on the people. Human bodies with no souls walking around. Go look at the blimps floating by on junk food. I got to take a break. Let him keep lying.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-CO.
Hardened fighters and don't...
You're screaming.
Ascribe.
Deafening me.
And can't be fighting each other. And so that's probably as important as anything that we're going to be doing in Libya.
This incompetent moron has disturbed the entire world order. Just shut him off for a minute. Let me just set the record straight. Putin should get a Nobel Prize for taking ISIS on and putting them on the run. This guy propped up ISIS and did nothing for 3 years. He let ISIS metastasize into a rape machine. A kidnap machine, a murder machine. It was Obama who fed ISIS the weapons. Everybody who studied this knows that. It was Putin who stepped in as the hero of the world. And he hates Putin because he knows Putin's a better man than he, number one. And number two, there's a number two to this. Never forget that Hussein may not be on the side that you think he's on. Never, ever forget that his loyalties are questionable. Look back, he won't even say Islamic terrorism. Look back at every event that's occurred, he's swept it under the rug. You look back, after that tragedy in Paris, he was the only world leader who would not go there because he wanted to show solidarity with the other side. You look back and you could see the truth. But most of you won't look back because you won't even look forward. You won't even look down. You won't look up. Most of you are deaf, dumb, and blind. And that's how this man gets away with this on a daily basis. Now, I can listen to him, and I can be infuriated and yell all I want. It's not going to make a difference. If they could whack a Supreme Court justice and get away with it, tell me what else they could do. Say, well, how do you know they killed him? How do you know they didn't? That's the whole point of this discussion for 2 days. How can you definitively say that Scalia was not killed? How can you say that? You can't because there's been no investigation. That's all we're asking for. He died under suspicious circumstances in a hotel room at a remote ranch in the boondocks of Texas. If, God forbid, you die in a hotel room at a Holiday Inn in New Jersey and your wife is next to you, the police come in and take the room off and they perform an autopsy whether she wants it or not. Do you know that? You didn't know that. That's the law of the land. She could say no autopsy. They'll say, well, sorry. That's the law. Let me see your insurance policy. That's number two. We're sorry, ma'am, but we have to look at it. Who are the beneficiaries? This is homicide 101. Every detective in the country knows this. It doesn't matter what they're Democrat, Republican, black, white, Asian, gay, or straight. Everyone in the homicide business knows that. But the American press knows nothing. They see no evil. They hear no evil. They speak no evil of Hussein. Okay, I'll take one more minute of Hussein if I can. I don't want to blow it. Just let's hear Hussein again.
The kind of thing that we saw in 2007, 2008. So there's a broad convergence of interests around those issues. I think what you're seeing among Democrats right now is a difference in tactics, trying to figure out how do you actually get things done?
See the lie?
How do you actually operate in...
Divided government,
environment that's
gridlock, right? Gridlock.
So polarized.
How come they won't? How come they won't talk
how do you
to me?
Deal with,
I'm just a nice guy. I'm a good man.
And frankly,
Pearson, gridlock, and millionaires and billionaires.
Party right now, but
all right, Turner, that's enough already. Lies don't—they're not even entertaining. The lies are not even entertaining anymore. That's all. End the story. Fuck, that's a new invention. Anyone who stands up, left-wing maniac in the White House is gridlock. You hear gridlock? Wasn't enough. He got everything he wanted. No, that's gridlock still because there's still a Congress. That's the gridlock. He can't wake up in the morning and just write up an order that he wants without any opposition. That's gridlock to him. After all, his whole life is that of the skids being greased. Never worked a day in his life. Never performed a service that anyone needed. Never produced a product that anyone needed. Next thing you know, it's like the gardener in Being Here with Peter Sellers. They made him president. Then all of a sudden he starts to act like the president. You remember in the beginning how he looked back when he walked up the ramp of Air Force One? Him and Michelle, he looked back like a kid who was play-acting as the president, and he was shocked that he got this far. The man did nothing his whole life to be qualified to be president, and he's like the gardener in that great movie, Being There. You remember that movie? Well, here it is. Here it is almost 8 years later, and the fun is just about to begin. Be here or be no. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Anywhere out of this world. The world is getting sicker by the day. It's getting more insane by the day because the man in the White House is such a maniac. He has the nerve to get up there and say that there's gridlock because he can't get everything he wants and the government isn't working. The same lie for 7 years now. And then he's asked, would you appoint a moderate to the Supreme Court to avoid a fight? No, where'd you get that idea from? Why should I do that, he said. And he laughed at the reporter. He was shocked. Then a reporter asks him, didn't you oppose an appointment in 07? And he goes around the question. That didn't apply now. Because things change, they evolve. Well, I just came in from a coroner. For those of you out there who are idiotic and don't understand the law nor why there was a miscarriage of justice here. Michael, I'm retired from a Bay Area County Sheriff's Coroner's Office and have been on these types of calls in our state. Our government code cannot apply in the state of Texas, but I looked up the Texas law, he writes, and found Chapter 49 in the Texas Code of Criminal Procedure. This chapter defines duties performed by justices of the peace. Section 49.04 references deaths requiring an inquest. Within this is subsection 3, quote, the body or body part of a person is found, the cause or circumstance of death are unknown, and A, the person is identified, or B, the person is identified. There is more, but the simplicity of these points is enough to indicate an inquest should have been called for. In the case of Justice Scalia, they seem to have relied on Chapter 49.10(c)(2), which allows a justice may merely certify that no autopsy is necessary, certain conditions being met. The cause for inquest to me seems to negate the latter course. You're absolutely correct that in that an autopsy really is a vile desecration of a body. But a family's aversion to this does not allow to ignore the law. To me, as a former law officer, this appears to have deviated from mandates within Texas statute law. Now, you have to look at the justice herself, Cinderella. That's her real name. They found an idiot, a justice out there. It sounds like a fifth grader. Cinderella. She can't even pronounce the word myocardial, the words myocardial infraction. Myocardial infraction, she says. And then corrects herself. You say, well, why are you making fun of her? You're relying upon her to make a decision? She was not there. She didn't see the body. She relied upon a marshal who was appointed by Obama to tell her there was no foul play. The whole thing stinks. A bad novel would understand this stinks. I demand that Governor Abbott of Texas step in and demand an investigation immediately before it's too late. Here is Judge Cinderella Guevara on declaring Justice Scalia dead and deciding against an autopsy, even though she did not see the body. Listen to 01.
One of the things that I did ask the sheriff and the marshal that was there, if there were any signs of foul play, and
they
said absolutely not. And then at that time, I still wanted to be careful, and that's why I asked if the physician would call me. His heart did stop. On the death certificate, it'll say myocardial infarction.
This is the justice of the whole world didn't ask the question, who is this moron? She had no right to just make a decision like that. She should be investigated right now. If I were the governor, I would indict her. I would indict her right now, call a grand jury to indict Judge Cinderella Guevara on preemptively
declaring Scalia dead and deciding against any investigation. I would indict her immediately. I call for a grand jury immediately. There's sufficient cause to call her in because she's the weakest link in the puzzle. The marshal won't crack. The marshal won't crack so easily. The hotel owner won't crack. He's a tough nut. Vietnam vet, highly decorated. He's not going to crack. Judge Cinderella will crack on the stand because they can hold her in contempt and they could put her away if she lies. They could ask for emails. They could ask about phone calls. They could crack her on the stand. Poindexter won't crack. The marshal won't crack. She'll crack. I can tell you right now that's what I would do if I were the governor of the state of California, of Texas. Okay, I think I have enough strength now to listen to Hussein again. He's still talking. Let's hear him. Oh, he's finished? He went back to the important stuff, fundraising? Did he have a tie on? I didn't even want to look at him this time. No tie. Came right from the fundraising, from the golf and fundraising. To give her the, okay, we got the whole picture. If you care to join the conversation, the phone number is 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-407-282, 855-407-282, and you'll speak to more people than you'll meet for the rest of your life. Are you suspicious about Justice Antonine Scalia's death? Sound off on today's Savage Nation. Sound off on today's Savage Nation. The phone number is 855-407-282. WABC, New York City. Susan, go ahead, please. Let's go to number three, Christine on KIMM Radio. Christine, welcome to the program.
Hi. 2 weeks ago, Hillary Clinton said that if she got elected president, she was going to appoint Obama to the Supreme Court. Do you think that has anything to do with that?
No, because Obama's already said he's going to appoint somebody. He's going to nominate some cretin from Harvard, probably. Some know-nothing lunatic from Harvard. Another stooge like Sotomayor or Kagan. That's all. What if Trump was president and Sotomayor, God forbid, or Kagan were found in a hotel room with a pillow over their face? God forbid, I said. And by the way, even if Scalia died from a myocardial infarction, my father died from that, where's the medical confirmation? If a person dies from natural causes, what does that even mean? What does that mean, natural causes? How do you know? You could die from natural causes under suspicious circumstances, by the way. Anyway, you want me to go on? Should I stop this or not? No. You want me to go on? No one's talking about it. This is all conspiracy theory. This is an embarrassment to talk radio. Why should I be screaming about those Democrats? That's right. I should be screaming about those Democrats and those Republicans. That's what I should be screaming about. That's what I should be talking about. That's the important stuff, not about this. I think I need some music right now. I need some music right now. Let's have some Bobby Darin, Not Beyond the Sea. I think a federal investigation is the only thing that will clear this up. That's what I wanted, a federal investigation, but there will be none because the federal government has been neutralized by Hussein. Now, what are the things that Hussein would like to do in the months that remain? Did you know what's on his agenda? Play the song I'm asking for. Can't be that hard to find. What is hanging like a loose tooth? Let's see. Pending a Texas case on abortion, in which the state wants the abortionist to have access to emergency medical services, abortion activists oppose. Another Supreme Court case that's pending is a Texas case on affirmative action. Really? Another Texas case on redistricting. That's hanging there. Another Supreme Court case that's about to be heard that Scalia would have heard would be a union case challenging whether unions can require teachers to fund the union's political language, especially when the teachers disagree with the message. Another case that was pending before Scalia was found dead is a case on Obamacare, determining whether or not Christian employers can be forced to provide abortion pill coverage for their employees, even if it violates their religious beliefs. Do you have any idea what's at stake in this country? And now that Scalia is dead, that Hussein sees a clear putting green? You get it? Jake on WABC, go ahead, please. You're on the Savage Nation.
Yes, Mike. I'm a retired police officer, NYPD. I just want to let you know I've been on countless DOAs, and as is absolutely standard operating procedures for the coroner to come in and examine that body.
Well, I never heard of anything like. Did you hear the judge? She couldn't pronounce the word of a heart attack.
I'm convinced they're all on drugs. But let me just tell you. I mean, I was. I've been around the block, and I'm telling you, for argument's sake, I've been on illegal immigrant DOA in the street, and the coroner came down and examined the body. So, hit the nail on the head once again.
What do you mean? Wait. You mean if an illegal alien was found dead, they would immediately demand an investigation?
Absolutely. If a bum
was found in an SRO hotel in New York, if a bum was found dead in a hotel room, would there be an investigation? Yes. But a Supreme Court justice, no investigation? Are we supposed to believe that's normal?
Absolutely. Something sticks to high heaven. You hit the nail on the head. I'm telling you, this government is corrupt as the day is long. You're absolutely right.
So why am I the only one in talk radio doing this? Why am I the only one doing this? It kills me that I have to be doing this.
You're the only one with the nerve and the fortitude to stand up to these people. And that's why I have you on every day. Thank you for your service. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, I don't know about nerve. Maybe it's plain old stupidity, stubbornness. May not be nerve. Maybe stupidity. But the thing is, somebody's got to say something at some point. We keep hearing about, truth to power, truth to power, truth to power. Well, here you're listening, truth to power. So you want to condemn me? Then you're condemning what? Truth or power? What are you condemning if you condemn me? I have no right to ask why they swept this under the rug when no one else in the country is doing it. There's one other person doing it, Alex Jones, so far as I know. And I don't even know what he's doing today. I didn't listen. His website is talking about it. He had his reporter was on the show. He's got four reporters down there in the field. He's doing the job that the media used to do. So there's a few people left in the country. The only thing that could save us right now is the governor of the state of Texas to order an inquiry, number one. Number two is before the Foreign Press Association to get out of their comfort zone and fly down to Texas, Japan, China, RET, all of the foreign press bureaus must go to Texas and investigate this story. And then the people of the world will understand that there's still a chance for freedom of speech and freedom of the press. Unless that happens, and this is swept under the rug, and Hussein is allowed to railroad his nominee down the throats of the American people without opposition, then all is lost. Then all is lost. I would like to make a blanket statement to follow that about me personally. What I will do if that happens, I'm not going to say it right now. But I've made an internal decision that if Hussein is allowed to get away with this and railroad someone onto the Supreme Court, I made a personal decision about what I will be doing for the rest of my life. And I'm not going to say it right now because it hasn't happened yet. But I'm on the verge of saying something that I really never wanted to say on the show. But I'm going to say it if this happens. And I'm not going to go any further. KSFO John, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hi. Louis Farrakhan once called President Obama an assassin. And on a separate point, right after the 2012 election, when President Obama was being asked during an interview about the death of the ambassador to Libya, offhandedly remarked that, kind of an unguarded comment, that his reelection was just too important to be left to chance. So that's all I want to say about that. So I think it's worthwhile to...
All I know is this. This is the... Scalia was the biggest obstacle to Obama's end-of-term agenda. That's a given fact, is it not?
Yes, absolutely.
Antonin Scalia was the single largest obstacle to Obama's end-of-term agenda.
Right. Yeah, he's going...
And that's all you have to know. That's all you have to know. That's all you have to know. Now, there's a couple of, strange elements here that are going to have to be examined. For example, the Scalia going to this ranch is very, very, very strange, by the way. Someone just sent me an article that mentioned that the ranch owner, Poindexter, invited Scalia and his son. At the last minute, his son could not go. He said this would indicate that there was no suicide planned. You don't take your son with you if you intend to kill yourself. And another article came out in the L.A. Times which said the son, Mr. Scalia's son, canceled at the last minute. Again, that would indicate that the man was not planning suicide. That's as ludicrous as it comes to say he went there to kill himself. Who would bother doing that? Nobody does that. It's crazy to cause such a stir. A man of that caliber, if he wants to end his own life, God forbid, and not cause the family any trouble. He doesn't do it that way. He's not going to go to a weird hotel somewhere in the middle of the boondocks and asphyxiate himself or whatever may have happened and then create all of this controversy and questions surrounding it. That's not the way it would be done. I'm sorry, it's just not the way it is. So I'm thinking maybe tomorrow will be something new. If I'm the only one left in the media to actually stand up truth to power, I'll keep doing it. I may get even more obstinate. I may do only this for a couple of months. I don't know if I can, but I may. You know, there are single stories that are worthy of discussion on a daily basis. You remember the O.J. trial? There were people in the media who wouldn't let it go. They talked about it for months. Their ratings went up. You would say, oh, come on, stop already, move on, talk about something else. And you look, and strangely enough, the one with the crazy eyes on CNBC, I think, the nut, the one who has the crazy eyes, I forget who, I can't remember, but you look at her eyes, you know she's a schizo. From top, the eyes immediately schizo. She did this for 6 months, and her ratings went up. I was shocked. Uh-oh, got to take a break.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or Swiss America. We only have a minute left, and right away the press is now spinning the propaganda with stories such as conspiracy theories spin around Scalia's death. As though asking a rational question about normal behavior in a case like this is now a conspiracy theory? Okay, that's the world you live in. Nothing to see here. Move along. Just move along, my friends. My friends, Justice Cinderella Guevara should be called before a grand jury. First, she should be investigated immediately by the governor of the state of Texas. They should convene a grand jury and ask her if she was in touch with anyone after the death of Justice Scalia, who she was in touch with, what kind of communications she had. Did she speak with them by phone? Did she receive any emails? Did anyone visit her? Was she at any time prompted to say anything or come to any conclusions by them? At which point, the law must step in again and make a decision as to whether there is probable cause to conduct a further investigation. But until that time, I remain skeptical of the cover story for the death of the last remaining obstacle to Hussein's end-term agenda. Never forget the first question an investigator asks is there motive for homicide? I'll let you be the judge as to whether there was any motive for homicide in the case of Justice Scalia. Good night and God bless America.